Many towns, I think there's 75 branches, and we'll not name them, right?
Okay.
But what you put in a stapler.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, we went down to have a look at this computer, and they've got this, like, you know, pick the computer now, but don't pay for it for 25 years, or 25 weeks, or 3 months, or whatever it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, we'll have some of that. So I agreed to deal with this bloke, did a bit of a jiggery pokery. I didn't particularly want a web camera. I can't imagine why I'd want one of those. So we did a bit of a jiggery pokery on something else. We agreed everything, except we didn't have any proof of where we lived. So I agreed to go back today. And I went back today, and with the proof of where I lived, and they filled all the forms in again, and then they got to the point where it says, well, what do you do for a living? And I told them, and they said, well, who do you work for? And I said, I work for myself. Self-employed, they said. Don't want to know any of that. So they rang the bank up and asked the bank if they could proceed with the form filling. And the bank said that they could. So they filled the forms in, and 40 minutes later, the guy comes out of his little room and says, well, it's all been accepted, except we need to see either a company check, your tax number, or a VAT number before we can release the goods.
Well, why didn't they tell you that before?
Exactly my point. It's a girl with intelligence. This girl does not need qualifications to be a childminder. This girl has a brain. Why?
The gullet. The gullet's not going into the stomach, or the stomach's not going into the gullet. You produce, if you eat the wrong things, like apples or fruit, with me, it causes a lot of acid. And I used to be a butter vinegar, but sometimes I think, well, I'll take a tablet and I'm not on vinegar, you know. What? And then I suffer the next day.
Do you bathe in it?
Oh. Stone
my
bloody head in
again, are you? No, if you sometimes can bathe in vinegar if you've got nettle stings. It's good for you.
No, I've never done that.
It just smells awful.
I've never had a nettle sting.
Have you not?
Only when I was in the New Forest.
Right.
Down, I think it was Devon or somewhere.
Where's the New Forest? It's Dorset, isn't it?
Down there, yeah.
Not Devon, is it?
All the little ponies were there.
Oh, they're not there now. They shot them.
Oh.
All got foot and mouth.
It's awful.
Scary. They're having to put Dolly down, you know.
I know.
It's terrible.
I have a bag called Shaun the Sheep. I was the first one to get Shaun the Sheep. It's a lamb. It's a bag. It goes on my back.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So you look like
you've been out a while.
Right.
But I was the very first one to get this bag.
Well, there's always one, isn't there, Les?
Yeah.
But, there's many more were like imported. I think it was New Zealand. A lot of sheep, is it New Zealand or? Used to be a lot of sheep in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Well, I called man Shaun the Sheep and I put Wallace and Gromit in.
What was that film he was in, that bloke?
Oh.
What film?
The Sea Thing.
Yeah.
Well.
Sorry, you carry on, Mrs. Mad. Tell us about your sheep. Me and Les are trying to work out what that film was that bloke was in.
And I've got.
Wendelin,
and I've got. I'm talking to my bloody self.
You're talking to 14 million listeners. Yeah. Me and Les are talking to ourselves.
I've got Wendelin, and I've got a boyfriend.
I thought he did.
Like slices of bread.
Oh, is it his son?
And,
could have been his cousin.
Could have been.
I put him in my back
still
down
going on
again.
About the sheep.
No, little bobos.
Spondylitis.
The spondylitis and spondylosis.
Spondylosis.
Yeah. Do you know about it, Les?
What's that?
I don't know.
I thought he heard Les say spondylitis.
No, we were referring to the actor that we couldn't remember the name of. Can you think of that actor's name that was in that film?
Which film?
The film that was on this afternoon. He was also the star of that man who fought the monkey in the dustbin.
Oh. Jesus. I don't know that bloody film. I listen to TFM every day.
Let me tell you, he's got hair, and it's sort of in a side parting.
So he's got hair on one side of his head.
Yeah. What's his name? Yeah, I tell you, Mrs. Mad, in the film this afternoon, he was the captain of the plane. He was called Graham Bannerman in the film.
Never heard of him.
What was his name? J- just bugging me now.
You just said Greg Bannerman?
No, that was his character name in the film.
Is he getting on or...?
Well, it will be now, because the film was made in 69.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Big deal, isn't he?
So, how old will he be now, about?
Well, he'll be 30 years older than he was before.
He's a bloody younger than me.
Yeah. But he was probably 30 to start with.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I can't think
Can
who he
Can you not
is.
Think who he was?
No.
Can you not see a picture of his face in your mind?
Yes. Side. His head on one side of his head.
Yeah.
The other side, he hasn't got any hair.
No, he's got hair on both sides.
You've just bloody said one side of his head.
No, I said he's got his hair parted to one side.
Oh! He's got his hair parted to one side.
And this after he was sweating a lot in the film. Can you think, what was his name?
Oh, God. Oh, I wish I knew.
It's bugging me now.
You bloody bugging me and all. I can't think. Just can't think.
I've not seen him in Coronation Street or any of them soaps.
He's American, isn't he?
He's American, isn't he, yeah.
American.
Yeah. It was in that other film, though, Mrs. Mad.
Which other film?
That Man Who Fought the Monkey in the Dustbin. That was a black and white, that one, Les.
Oh, I remember it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
It was a classic.
I've never heard of them two films. And I don't put the bloody telly on the afternoon.
Do you watch, do you watch that Countdown programme?
No.
That'll help you with your spelling.
It takes me all my bloody time to see them now, bloody spelling. How the hell can I watch Countdown when I'm blinking all the bloody time?
That's a good point, isn't it? Richard Whiteley goes, you've got 30 seconds to see the letters.
You're a cheeky bugger.
So you're blinking now, Mrs. Mad?
It started a bit, I thought. I've had a good few weeks without the blinking.
I think
you've brought it on.
How many
the upsetment.
How many blinks, how many blinks per minute is it, do you reckon?
Good few.
What, can you
and then, all of it, the worst part about it, the clothes all together, and I have to pull my cheeks down so my eyes are opened, and,
What, so you can see what you're putting on? So you can see what you're putting on?
I can see what I'm putting on,
yeah.
You know, but then it stops, then I'm all right. Just comes and goes. Mind you, I'm off the moon and stars. I've had a good few weeks of it, like, you know, blinking.
It's about 4 weeks since you started blinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
We're getting loads of people ringing us up telling the name of that actor, by the way. But listen, you know, have you ever sort of done anything stupid when you're getting dressed, like put your knickers on your head or anything like that?
The shoe's on me wrong feet, and then when the eyes have gone all right, I'm all right, but I put my knickers on all right.
Right.
No bother with them.
I suppose you can feel your way around, can't you, really?
Well, I don't feel myself, but...
No, I don't mean it like
that. I've got my bloody feet throwing,
well,
and
I know,
pull
but
them
that,
up
well,
over
my iron
quarters. I don't bloody feel myself.
I didn't say you did.
I'm in the change.
I didn't say you did feel yourself.
I've had a fella for years, I'm not bothered.
All I said was you'd be able to feel that you were putting your knickers like one leg in each side, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, you're feeling the knickers.
I understand.
Going up the clout of the iron quarters.
I bet you have big ones on, though, don't you?
No.
Not like those skimpy ones that you wear nowadays.
I do.
You like to keep your bits covered up, I guess.
No, I wear...
dear.
I wear the, what they call them?
The Marks and Spencers?
No. Oh, what they call them?
Corsets?
They go in your bottom a bit.
Underpants?
I'm bloody sure I don't wear an underpants. I'm a woman.
Why fronts?
No. Oh, what they call them?
Thongs.
Yeah, thongs.
Oh dear, I couldn't wear a thong. They're too uncomfortable, then. I like to be comfortable.